Frequently asked questions for vision. If a student has low vision, does that mean they need enlarged materials and brighter lighting? Not necessarily. Bigger and brighter are not always better. Sometimes magnification doesn't help. For instance, if a person has great acuity but a narrow field of vision, making letters bigger will only make reading more difficult. Likewise with lighting. Due to various eye conditions, some students will need brighter lighting, while others will need to avoid bright lights and glare. Sometimes a student will benefit from natural light, while another will need to be seated away from windows. Another frequent question is whether a student will need the most expensive and most high-tech device. This also varies. High-tech is not always better than low-tech. It depends on the eye condition, as well as the degree of vision loss, and when and where the tool may be needed. You may wonder if there is one tool that will meet all of the student's needs. This is usually not the case for students who are blind or have visual impairment. Multiple tools may be needed. For instance, a student may have a large desktop magnifier in the classroom and a handheld magnifier to carry around. A Braille reader may need a large Braille display to connect to his or her desktop computer and a smaller portable device to use in other places. Each person is unique, so how can you tell what they need? First, your student should be provided a functional visual assessment and a learning media assessment. The results of these assessments will guide you in determining what technology will help. Then you should trial several possible solutions and assess to see how each one works for the student.